7. We're good? All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring our meeting to order. At this time, would the city clerk please call the roll of council?
Okay. Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath.
Present.
The Honorable Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Samantha Hudson.
Present.
Honorable Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
Honorable Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
Mr. Mayor, you have a quorum. Also, Pastor Gary Taylor informed me he would not be able to be here tonight yet.
Okay, no problem. So if you will, I'll ask everyone to please stand if that can. And the city administrator will do the honors of the invocation. Thank you.
Business of the city of Fairfield. We ask that all that is done here is done in a way that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Father, be with those who lead this city, our elected officials. Crown their heads with wisdom. Be with them as they deliberate and make decisions that will benefit all of our residents within this city. Father, be with all of our first responders who each and every day put themselves on the front lines to protect our communities. Be with all of our essential workers, all of our city staff who are serving the residents of this city. Father, be with all of our residents and bless this city that we may move forward in a way that is productive, that is collaborative, that we may all realize the best that is within us. All of this we ask in your son's name, as every heart that agreed said, amen.
Amen.
At this time, I'm going to ask the city clerk to read a statement from the state law why Councilman Whitmore is not sitting on the dais, and you explain. Go ahead, Ms. James.
This is from the state constitution. Vacancies created by elected officials qualifying for other office. Office of any state, county, or municipal elected official shall be declared vacant upon such election official qualifying in a general primary, general election, special primary, or special election for another state, county, or municipal elective office, or qualifying for the House of Representatives or the Senate of the United States, if the term of the office for which such officials qualifying for begins more than 30 days prior to the expiration of such officials' present term of office. The vacancy created in any such office shall be filled as provided by the Constitution on any general or local law.
Okay. Thank you so much. Members of Council, I'm going to ask for a motion to adopt the agenda. I want to add an item. I want to add a call for special election November the 4th, 2025. That will be item number 15, but I'm going to ask that item number 15 be moved up to be heard before the reports, in this case, the finance reports and city departmental reports. So when I adopt the agenda, I'm going to adopt it with the motion to add item number 15. Members of Council, you have before you a printed agenda with the, I'm asking Council to adopt item number 15 for a special call election November the 4th, 2025. And for that item to be moved up. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Question.
Yes. So, yes, ma'am.
Yes. So I have some questions about this. So you are seeking to solidify clearing up vacancies in the upcoming election for the two seats that are up on the same day?
No, ma'am. What's happening? We're having, as a result of the vacancy that's generated by Mr. Whitmore's seat, actually in this case, that seat, that special election will be for that to finish the term of that seat.
Oh, so you're doing the special election to finish the term of that
seat?
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay.
That's
clarified.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's correct. All right. And they will have to run again after that. Okay. I didn't know. I just want to ask. Okay, fine.
No problem. Any other questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. At this time, members of the public, Public comment will have 30 minutes. Shall be available for public comment. Each speaker shall be limited to 3 minutes. However, a speaker may transfer his or her 3 minutes to another speaker, but no speaker shall be permitted to speak for more than 6 minutes. Further, in the event that there are more speakers, how many speakers do we have, Ms. James?
We have eight.
If there are more than 10 speakers that desire to speak at this time, we'll drop it down to 2 minutes. So we'll stay at the 3 minute interval. Issues raised at this time will be referred to the city administrator for review. Responses will be provided at a later date. Would you go ahead and call our first speaker?
First speaker is Mr. James Whitmore.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
This is kind of awkward for me standing down here versus being in my seat, but that's okay. So I am here to talk about the hotel motel tax that's going to be effective as of October the 1st, 2025. I want to say thanks to the training I received from GMA, I was able to bring this item back. It's a valuable insight, and our city leadership took it, staff, and brought it before this council, and we passed it, and now it's that 8% will go into effect as of October 1st this year. I think that's great, because this adjustment directly benefits our citizens by creating additional resources for our community. Now, this is just one example of how I've used professional training to strengthen our city. Many other initiatives I've introduced came from listening to our citizens and working to deliver what you want and what you deserve. That's why I, James Whitmore, have officially qualified to run for the office of mayor 2025. And my slogan will be, and I quote, "My experience and your trust for a better tomorrow." And I will repeat, "My experience and your trust for a better tomorrow." I am looking forward to running a clean, professional campaign. And I'm looking forward to hearing from more of our citizens and business owners. I thank you for all the calls that I've received so far. We appreciate it, and I'm looking to hear from more. I can be reached at 678-739-9113. That is 678-739-9113. Or you can reach my email, votejameswhitmore.com. Thank you, Mayor, for this time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Next speaker.
Nancy Sanchez.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
My name is Nancy Juarez Sanchez, and I'm proud to officially announce that I have qualified to run for the Fairburn City Council in the upcoming November 2025 elections. I look forward to serving the wonderful community of Fairburn, in which I also was raised in, and I am excited to be able to seek the support of our residents during these elections. Together, we can continue to build a stronger and safer and more transparent city of Fairburn for everyone. Mi nombre es Nancy Juarez Sánchez y me orgullece anunciar oficialmente que me he calificado para postularme como concejal de la ciudad de Fairburn en las próximas elecciones de noviembre del 2025. Espero con mucho entusiasmo poder servir a la maravillosa comunidad latina de Fairburn, así como también tener la oportunidad de buscar el apoyo de nuestros residentes durante estas elecciones en noviembre. Juntos para así poder seguir construyendo una ciudad más fuerte, segura y transparente para todos los residentes de Fairburn, en específico mi comunidad latina. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Stacy Strozier.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
My name is Stacy Strozier. I was coming here on the behalf of development. It's just right near our home. And it have taken the privacy and the peace in our foundation of our home get shaken every day. It started on August the 13th. And I have three small children. And this development, we was not aware, no letters or anything was mailed to our location. And I just feel like not at peace in our forever dream home and feel uncomfortable with my three small children and this development taking place right up underneath of my home. And I sent in pictures how it's real close. It's no privacy anymore because they have taken most of all the trees away. I've been here for 9 years, but this is the first time I felt disappointed in this community.
Yes, you give me your address, please.
It's 5873 Bluegrass Cobblestone Subdivision.
Stone. Mm-hmm. Jahari. It's Jahari.
Okay.
She's giving her time to her husband. And I'm not going to mess his name up. I'm going to let him give it to you.
Hi, my name is Owusu Hodari, and I'm a resident of Fairburn. And I want to thank the mayor for... I met him outside for the first time, and there was a video that was posted on Facebook, and it got into our family chat, and I had family members then asking me, what's going on in the city of Fairburn where you live because of the video of the police snatching a woman out of her car and lying her down, face down on the pavement. And I was coming to address that doing public comments, but before the meeting started, the mayor was gracious enough to say, I was showing him the video. He said, look, go talk to the police chief. We know all about it. And the police chief was gracious enough to sit us down and explain to us his viewpoint as to what was happening. I felt that there was a reporter that posted it. And I asked the reporter in a comment, this was just Saturday, and I asked the reporter what date did all of this happen. I needed more information before I came to the council meeting, but I found out from the chief it happened on Friday night. And so I'm like, wow, she hasn't had a chance. There was over 300 comments that were posted on Facebook and other social media concerning this situation. And so I will now go back and let the reporter know. First, I want to find out, as a reporter, why wasn't there more information given about such a video being posted? And I understand she hasn't had a chance to get to my comment, because there were over 300 comments with written comments about the situation. But I want to thank the mayor and the police chief for being gracious enough to kind of tone me down, because what I saw was only a small snippet of what actually transpired. But at least on our family chats and other things like that, I can let the family know that I did follow up as I said I would. And this is the impression that I got from the chief of police as to what transpired. And so I just wanted to, it made the meeting a lot easier for me, but it is something that I'm from California and have only been in Fairburn for a couple of years, but political activity, my time's up.
Yes, sir, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You got another person.
But I got the extra three, right?
Right. Right. Three more.
Go ahead, sir.
So, anyway, I do intend to be active in the community as a retiree. I got time. So we're going to block out some Mondays, second and fourth Monday, and find out a whole lot more about being civically engaged in the city of Fairburn. Awesome. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Penelope.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Good evening.
Some people might think I'm running for something, but I'm not. I want to thank whoever, and I know it took a town, a city, that my Strickland Street got paved finally after 8 years.
Amen.
Thank you all so much. On the other hand, I have to say, and it's not just me, it's been commented by a lot of people. I don't think a lot of people that are even online or that come to the city council meetings want to sit here and listen to all the back and forth arguing attacking. We don't want to hear that. You are elected to be here to represent us. There are people that are in play here because of us. We don't want to hear that anymore, and you know who you are. So I just want to say this cannot be tolerated anymore. Thank you all so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
That's it, ma'am.
Okay. It was 8 people. Okay. That was quick. At this point, ladies and gentlemen, you have asked for an approval of the city council minutes. You have the minutes from August the 11th, 2025. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any comments?
Yes, we have some corrections. So I don't want to call them out. I'm going to go ahead and email them to the clerk. There were quite a few. And so I will agree to approval pending the corrections.
Yes, ma'am.
To the minutes. All right, thank you.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? That motion carries.
The first item is the ordinance for hotel motel excise tax increase. It is a request for mayor and city council approval of an ordinance to adopt a hotel motel excise tax at a rate not to exceed 8% pursuant to the General Assembly's approval of local legislation. House Bill 534 should be effective October the 1st, 2025.
Yes. Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
We stand before you today to obtain approval for the ordinance increasing the hotel motel tax to 8%. Previously, the City of Fairburn imposed and levied a 3% tax for the hotel motel. It was authorized via official code, Georgia Code 48-1351. On January 13th, 2025 of this year, the city adopted the resolution to increase that in accordance with Senate Bill 534. This tax will allow for greater promotions of and tourist development within the city of Fairburn. The proceeds of the hotel motel tax will provide sustainable revenues. In addition, the breakdown of this said allocation will be 3.5% that will go towards the destination marketing organization, and the remaining 1.5% will be allocated towards tourism product development. It is the recommendation of staff for approval. Again, the benefits create sustainable revenue. It enhances the city's ability to market itself within or in conjunction with the Airport District Alliance. It supports development and requires enhances coordination with our destination marketing organization.
Okay.
Yes.
Members of Council, you have before you item number 2, the ordinance for a hotel motel excise tax increase of 8%. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and properly second. Any questions or comments by council?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Ms. Hubbard.
So the ordinance states the allocation is 3.5%, 1.5% plus 3%. How will we as council ensure the compliance according to OCGA 4813-51B2 that requires at least 50% of the revenues above 5% be spent on tourism promotion? Do we have a plan for that?
Yes, ma'am. Excellent question. Yes. The state mandates at 3%, those funds can go into the general revenues at our discretion. Once you increase to 8%, that additional 5% is mandated by the state, meaning that a portion of it, anything above the 5%, a portion of it must go to the destination marketing organization. In our case, we're entering into an agreement with the Atlanta Airport Alliance, and the remaining 1.5% can be allotted for tourist development. That 1.5% must be earmarked within our budget, and our director of finance is here if you want to speak to that, Mr. Kenneth.
Yeah. So he can come on.
Yes.
And Councilwoman Hudson, if I can just add one more point of clarity.
Yes.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The additional 1.5% that Ms. Abernathy referenced, that has to go to existing infrastructure. So if Council decided that we needed to upgrade the gateways as the points of entry into our city, we can use that 1.5% to install or upgrade our gateways, as well as if Ms. Abernathy came in contact with a tournament. Let's say if a karate tournament wants to come to Fairburn, those funds can be used to enhance our youth center so that we can host tournaments both in the center and in our fields.
Okay. So prospectively for, what did I do?
Oh, you waiting on them?
Yeah.
Is that happening that day, I think?
Okay. So prospectively, just from what I want, can council receive a line item spending plan on how the 1.5% for the placemaking will be used to avoid discretionary slush funds? Fendi, just telling us we have a responsible way, we have a plan, it's in writing, we're moving forward.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Upon this council's approval of this particular agenda item, then a budget will be prepared and presented to council pursuant to your approval.
Okay. I won't be long. I just want to make sure that I'm covering some bases on with this agreement, the Atlanta Airport District Marketing Service Agreement. Are we there yet? Or
No.
I'm sorry. That's all I have. Thank you so much for that.
Any other member of council has a comments about this item? Seeing none. Let me just mention, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank members of council. This item actually came up a year ago in our retreat, where the city council actually came in agreement that we were going to actually execute this. So I just want to thank. And so now, again, I want to thank the members of council again. An item that was actually discussed a year ago at our retreat that we thought would be such a widespread, not only for other attractions, for other businesses, which in this case is actually is happening. So again, I want to publicly thank the members of council at our retreat for actually bringing this item into fruition. So with that being said, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Next item is the Atlanta Airport Marketing Services Agreement. It is a request for Mayor and Council approval to execute the Atlanta Airport District Marketing Services Agreement between the City of Fairburn and Atlanta Airport District.
Good evening again, Mayor and Council. If you recall, during our work session, I believe that was last month. My apologies. we have the honor of Mercedes Miller and the president of the Airport Alliance here with us. It was a request of Mayor and Council for her to present the diversity inclusion video. So we're going to start off with that, with your allowance, and then we'll go into the request for the agenda item.
Welcome to the ATL Airport District. The moment your wheel's down in Atlanta, everything you need to meet up is closer than you think. All that separates baggage claim from the Gateway Center campus is a free 2-minute ATL SkyTrain ride. Or hop on a complimentary shuttle to any of our area hotels. Whether you're expecting 12 or 1,200 attendees, we have a hotel with inviting and modern function spaces to fit your group's size, style, and budget. Thinking bigger? The Georgia International Convention Center, or GICC, boasts a 40,000 square foot ballroom and is the only convention center connected to a major airport in the country, with amenities that include exceptional in-house catering. Planning your meeting at the GICC is a breeze. Right next door is Gateway Center Arena, offering an additional unique space for your meetings and events. Between meetings, attendees will be wowed by our eclectic restaurant scene, where everything from Southern soul food to upscale seasonal cuisine is on the menu. And there's no shortage of exciting group outings in the district. Toast to collaboration at Arches Brewing. Tour the impressive Delta Flight Museum. Go behind the scenes at the Chick-fil-A backstage tour. Or team build in the fast lane at the Porsche Experience Center. If that isn't enough, downtown Atlanta attractions are just 10 miles away. All of this and more awaits your attendees when you bring your next meeting to the ATL Airport District. Convenient from anywhere. Connected to everywhere.
Sylvia, you still have the floor.
Thank you for your patience. We are rolling a secondary video, and it speaks to the diversity. In the interim, what we are asking for Mayor's approval is for the agreement, the destination marketing agreement. The agreement outlines the terms in which we will facilitate the tourist development. We appreciate the council's feedback in terms of incorporating key performance indicators. We've worked with the Airport Alliance to include those in the agreement. So the key performance indicators will allow, over the terms of the agreement, for you to be able to see in actual terms what benefits, key deliverables, and measure and metrics to show growth and improvement. Yes. One of the key points, I would like Ms. Miller to invite her up, and she'll just give an overview of what she sees are some of the key growth and development opportunities as we kick it off. In particular, we are having the World Cup to come, and we have already started the planning in those key areas of how Fairburn will be able to work with her organization.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Again, Mercedes Miller, glad to be with you again. I have over almost 40 years of experience in hospitality. I've worked in hotels. I've worked at the Georgia International Convention Center for 30 years. I built the Gateway Arena at the Convention Center. I even served as city manager for 18 months during COVID. But hospitality is what I do. I'm so excited that you all are even considering coming into our organization. Right now, we represent College Park, Hapeville, and Union City, and you all would just marry everything that we're doing. You all have great amenities. You have great parks. You have great hotels. We are ready for go. I have my sales team already ready to send leads to your hotels. We provide leads to the hotels so that they can book the group rooms. And we have a couple groups right now, some of our sporting groups, our volleyball groups. We have a couple basketball groups. So we're waiting for go. All we need is to press start. I appreciate everyone that came to our annual meeting. As far as reporting, I send out a report to all of our stakeholders the 7th of every month. It not only gives you the trends of your city, it also gives you the trends of the area, what's going on with the stock market, what's going on with international travel. So we dig deep so you understand what we do and why we do it. You ready?
Where every city tells a story, three unique communities weave a tapestry of culture, art, and unity. Welcome to a journey through spaces where diversity blooms and every soul contributes to the symphony of life. Stories unfold in every corner of these cities, with each neighborhood telling its own tale. Here, every street, every face, and every note plays a part in the grand symphony of community. This place is a canvas. Its residents are artists, painting a picture of unity and diversity. District where there's harmony and diversity.
As requested, I think the last time I was here was requested on how we felt about diversity and how we celebrate diversity and how we sell diversity. This is one of our videos that we did to feature all three of our cities, so I can't wait to add you. Any questions?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to let her finish, and then I bring the item to the floor.
Right. So, Mayor and Council, we are asking for your approval of this agreement establishing the Airport District Alliance as the destination marketing organization for the City of Fairburn.
Okay. Members of Council, you have before you item number 3, the Atlanta Airport District DMO agreement establishing the destination marketing organization for the City of Fairburn. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion is made and properly said. Any questions or comments by council?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, Ms. Doug.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So how will Fairburn's unique identity be protected under this regional DMO agreement? What guarantees prevent Fairburn from being overshadowed by College Park and Union City's marketing?
That's an excellent question. On the front end, we made a point to get to know Ms. Mercedes Miller and also for her to get to know Fairburn. We put together a tour for her to see specific places. We also provided her with our most recent plans so that she could get familiar with our goals and objectives. And finally, after doing the negotiations, we asked her to put together some key performance indicators with our guidance. And that pretty much aligns, and there's that commitment that some priorities that our administration and our leadership have for destination marketing were incorporated in her key performance indicators. Okay. But it was also guided by the most recent strategic plan.
Thank you. And so who will sit on the board of directors representing Fairburn, and how will that person be selected? Will it be appointment from council, vote, or mayoral unilateral appointment?
I'll defer to Ms. Miller in that process.
For most of our cities, the council or the economic development person tells us the person that they want on the board. Okay. We have board members from transportation. We have decorators, we have caterers, so they're all kind of in the hospitality industry, but we also have 2 council people that sit on our board mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm. Good, thank you. And I like the fact that you talked about KPIs, Ms. Ms. Sylvia Abernathy. And so in the incident that, okay, what enforcement measures exist in the Atlanta Airport District they fail to meet the KPIs, such as tourism leads or dedicated Fairburn promotions?
So one of the things that Ms. Miller and I agreed to is we're not going to wait till the end of the road to pretty much express any frustrations or unmet expectations. She will be providing a monthly report. We said quarterly. She stepped up and said, no, I'm going to provide a monthly report. And the purpose of that is to make sure that we are tracking towards the KPIs, that have been established.
Okay. Thank you. So that's the benchmark.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Ms. Jones, you had a question?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for the diversity video. It was very good. I really appreciate that. My question, videos are very expensive. So what's how soon will Fairburn be added to the video? And then do we pay a percentage of that updated video? How does that work exactly?
So part of that I will answer, and then the rest I'll defer. The 3.5% that we have allocated towards the DMO, or the Atlanta Airport Alliance, is to ensure, number one, that their KPIs are met, but then also to cover any cost in the way of video distribution. From my understanding, there is a board meeting that took place, and I'll let Ms. Miller take it from there.
Our board meeting took place in July, and because I had to get approval from the board in order to bring in another city, we were very happy and excited that you all were even considering coming to our city. As far as onboarding you, it will take, by the time we get all the way into it, it'll take between 6 months, 6 to 9 months, because we won't just add you to the video. We have to incorporate you all as a part of the family. I don't want you all to look like you were added to the end of it. I want you to be in the family. So it wouldn't be where we just tagged you onto it. We have to put you on our website. We do the social media. We do not charge extra. That is what we do, because we operate out the budget for all of the cities. And we're here to enhance what you have. We're not here to compete with the hospitality arm of it. So it's our job to push out all the great things that the cities are doing. For instance, Black Restaurant Week was a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So what we do is every restaurant that wants to be involved, the DMO pays for them to be involved, because we think it's important to highlight the different and the diversity that everyone has in their city. So you won't be tagged on like a extra child. We will put you in the middle of it like a family.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. And also, Ms. Miller, and all, you as well, Ms. Abernathy, what discussions have you had about what it is that we need to do as a city? Because there are some things that are missing. And until we get those things in place, we're going to miss certain opportunities. And so have you had a discussion about those things? And is there a plan, Ms. Abernathy, to have that discussion with Mr. Phillips, with the administration, and then subsequently with Mayor and Council about certain things that we need to do priority-wise, ASAP-wise, in order to be able to take advantage of certain opportunities? And I'm thinking of the World Cup in particular, right? What is it that we need to do in order to take advantage of that? Because that is next year. And most cities already have things in place. However, there are some things that we can do, but we just need to know what they are, what resources we need to put behind them, and how do we prioritize making that happen?
Well, our budget just started in July. So since our budget started, we're working on our FIFA plan now. So you're not too late. You'll be right in the middle of it. But we stay in contact with your city. It's not just me. I have a staff of 10. So my convention services person stay in contact with your hotel, and she'll stay in contact with your Main Street person. We'll be talking to Sylvia, because we need to know what you have going on. We can only put out what the cities give us. The more information we get, then the more we can put out to the public. But as far as us just not including you, again, it's July. So we just finished our annual meeting. That was in August. I don't know who attended, but it was a great annual meeting. And then we just started our budget. So you all are at the beginning of what we're going to do for the World Cup. So you won't be left behind.
Okay, thank you so much for that. With that being said, then, Ms. Abernathy, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. And the wonderful thing, our administration has already tasked us to look at the World Cup and start identifying plans. In the initial phases, we were looking at an artist mural. We're looking at hosting a World Cup viewing party. To Ms. Miller's point, one of the things that was explained to us is FIFA is just now getting their planning stages. They, I think, just within the last 30 days got their board together, so a lot of cities are kind of waiting to get the direction from them. So we are at the front end, thankfully, of that process.
Well, thank you. And that actually leads to the question I was going to ask. Is I think we need to develop a plan to reach out to our community to solicit ideas and suggestions about things that we can do as a community so that we are able to feed into the DMO and the work that the district will do in marketing what is going on. So I ask that we, one, reach out to the community via survey, via phone calls. Again, time is of the essence here, to solicit ideas, and then to develop a plan and bring it back to us for feedback, as well as to share it with the community on the various ideas. And let's get some buy-in. And let's identify what resources we need in order to make those things happen.
Most definitely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Does the Atlanta Airport District Marketing provide some type of publication on a certain time frame? Ms. Miller, I'm sure you may have already shared this, but...
It's okay. We're in the airport guide. Actually, the previous president, that was her brainchild. So we kind of fund a lot of the airport guide. We also go into a lot of publications that are hospitality-driven. It is our job, but my main job that I always explain to people is a head in the bed, because if there's a head in the bed, then there's money in the bank. So the more people we can get in your city and the more groups we can get in the area, then that's more money for your general fund as well as money for us to do marketing. But you would find that you would be marketed everywhere. Once we get started, we actually send a photographer out. Any events that you're having, most of your large events, we will have somebody there. We'll do interviews while we're here. So if I employ everybody to please follow us on all the social medias. Also, like us on Facebook, go to our website, and you will be able to see we introduce the cities as individual cities, and then we talk about the district. And when the Councilwoman Portis-Jones, when you said that you didn't want to be left out and you lacked a lot of things, the truth is when we look at all of our cities, they all lack something. But from my eyes, together, they make an excellent package. So we're going to keep working at it until we can compete with what's going on up at Cobb and in other areas.
All right, thank you, sir.
And I do sit on the board of the Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau. They are the ones that's giving out all the information about FIFA. And as Ms. Abernathy said, FIFA has been very behind because it's not like the NFL or Super Bowl. They usually have a board, they know what they're going to do, and it's very rudimentary. But because it's international and we have so many things going on in politics now, we're trying to figure out, are we still going to get those numbers? Are people going to feel okay coming over here? So every time we get information, we send it out to our cities and we send it out to the hotels.
Okay. Well, the reason I asked that question, I want our citizens to know what publications to look for, because I'm so excited about this agreement and this venture, because I see a lot of publications with Hayfield, College Park, everybody else, but I don't see Fairburn in there. And Fairburn